In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, the Epiphany of the Lord is indeed a great feast. In the night he was born, our Lord manifested himself to the Jews in the persons of the shepherds. But on this day, our Lord manifested himself to all nations, represented by the three wise men. They were not Jews, but they were from the number of the Gentiles. And it shows the universality of the mission of our Lord. He came to save all men, and no man can be saved except through him. He is the Savior and the only one for Jews and Gentiles. And in fact, after Christ, it doesn't matter anymore if someone is Jew or Gentile. What matters is faith in his name. Faith in Christ destroyed the separation that existed between the Jews and the Gentiles. Christianity brought together these two people as one inside the church. And that's why the church is called Catholic, which means universal. Because all peoples are called to come to the faith in Jesus Christ inside the Catholic Church. All peoples are called to the faith in Jesus Christ. And the Church has the mission to keep and to spread this faith. The Church is missionary by her own nature. And that's why, from the very beginning, the apostles of Christ traveled from place to place without rest in order to preach the faith in Jesus Christ. And that's why they risked their own lives. And that's why they were killed, because they were preaching the faith in Jesus Christ. And after the apostles, so many missionaries have traveled to distant lands and have risked their lives in order to spread the faith. And I tell you, my brethren, that they were moved by charity, by profound and sincere charity, because they knew that faith in Jesus Christ is necessary for eternal salvation. Because there is no alternative path to heaven. So the apostles and missionaries prayed hard and worked hard for the conversion of people. because they wanted to save their souls. And during these 2,000 years, it was always understood that this was the mission of the church, to convert all peoples to the faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. And by this means, to save their souls. That's why the church is here. The church is not here to talk about recycling, to talk about climate change. No. The mission of the church is not to save trees, but to save souls. But nowadays, everything seems to be upside down. Even inside the church, instead of conversion, many prefer to talk about dialogue. Notice that it's not simply a different word, but it is a different reality. Conversion and dialogue are not the same thing. To work for the conversion of people to Christ is to work for their salvation. Because we believe that our Lord is the only way to heaven, As he said himself, and nobody can go to the Father except through him. But to dialogue with other religions can imply that we believe that Christ is just one of the ways to go to heaven, and that people can obtain salvation outside the true religion, which is not only a lie, but also a sin against charity, because we are not looking for the conversion of people and for the salvation of their souls. So here we have two different views of the mission of the church. One is right, the other is wrong. And it's easy to see which is what. All the modernists who say that all religions are just the same and that faith in Jesus Christ is not necessary for salvation, these people, they have no vocations. Because I ask you, who would leave everything behind in order to engage himself in a mission that is completely useless? If people can be saved in their own religion, why should I bother to preach them Jesus Christ? But ask the holy apostles of Christ, ask the true men of God, why they worked so hard, why they sacrificed everything in order to preach the faith. Because the Lord is the only salvation of men. And thanks be to God, we have beacons of truth and light in the midst of this dark night that we see in the world and even in some parts of the church. Beacons of truth and light, because even to this day, God is still calling young men and young women to consecrate their entire lives for the salvation of souls through apostolic work and prayer. Because when we preach the truth, people can see the light of Christ, and they want to help to spread this light in the darkness of the world. When we preach the truth, God inspires many vocations, and people can hear in their hearts the voice of God saying, "Come and follow me." And what a grace to be called by God in such a way. I remember when I was young and I heard the calling of God. I have to say that I never thought I would be called by God in this way. It changed my whole life for better, and it gave me much joy. What a beautiful reality that testifies that our church is alive, in spite of all the forces fighting against her. Our church is alive. And I tell you, young people, do not be afraid to follow the voice of God. If He is calling you, come and follow Him. He will give you all the strength you need for this very noble mission. There are many souls to save, and God would like your help. There are many souls to save, many souls that without your help can be lost forever. God will reward you with eternal life. So, my brethren, this is the message for this feast day. There is only one Savior for all men, for all races. And this Savior is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Faith in Him is completely necessary for eternal salvation. And that's why we all have to pray and to work for the conversion of those who are away from God, for those who are away from the church, that they may also save their souls. And this is the greatest work of charity one can do, to work for the salvation of souls. We are called to be like that star that guided the three wise men to Christ. We are called to guide other men to the only Savior our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.